Let me begin by reminding you of Trump's claims and end with some questions. "I'm totally pro-choice," he declared, and then took it back. "I'm pro-life," and told MSNBC that there has to be some form of punishment for a woman who has an abortion, later modified that only the doctor should be responsible. Plus, he supported Planned Parenthood and defunding them. Remember the poor woman in Providence whose house was taken under eminent domain? "Eminent domain is wonderful," he told Fox News, and within a month told another outlet, "I don't like eminent domain." He told CNN, "I'm an environmentalist," but tweeted, "Global warming is a total and very expensive hoax." He once supported the ban on assault weapons and a slightly longer waiting period to purchase a gun, but "I don't support it anymore." Now he says he's the strongest person running in favor of the Second Amendment. In 2000, he said, "We must have universal health care." But his campaign website read, "It's not enough to simply repeal this terrible legislation," and says he'd substitute free market principles on health care. On taxes, in 2015, he described his tax plan as a big reduction, including for the upper income. On May 5, he told CNBC, "I am not necessarily a huge fan of cutting taxes for billionaires." It's not clear who Trump likes as people. First, he refused to denounce the Ku Klux Klan and other white nationalists supporting him. Under fire, he reversed course, but many white supremacists, including David Duke, continued to support Trump. He's blown hot and cold on refugees. "On a humanitarian basis," he said, "you have to take in Syrian refugees." Now, he wouldn't. "I love Hispanics," he tweeted on Cinco de Mayo, pictured with a taco bowl, except, of course, that he wants to build a wall and send them all back to Mexico. Donald thinks military policy is a cinch. "It would take an hour and a half to learn everything there is to learn about missiles. I think I know most of it anyway." He waffles on whether he would trust the Russians or not. He liked NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which unites Europe and the U.S. militarily. "I see NATO as a good thing," he said recently, but 6 days later decided NATO is obsolete. The Middle East befuddles him. He supported invading Iraq and crowed that it looks like a tremendous success, but 4 days after that said, "The war's a mess." He supported fighting in Libya. "Gaddafi in Libya is killing thousands of people. Nobody knows how bad it is. And we're sitting around. We have soldiers all over the Middle East, and we're not bringing them in to stop this horrible carnage. We should go in. We should stop this guy, which would be very easy and very quick." But he said later, "I never discussed the subject. We would be so much better off if Gaddafi were in charge right now." What are we supposed to make of Trump's contradictions and about-faces? Does the adjective he uses endlessly to describe Hillary fit Trump better? Does he know what he's talking about? I'm more interested in how we decide what he's for. He's inviting people to buy their own dreams. Whatever you're for, he wants you to think he is too. Selling people their own dreams is a great sales tactic. It's natural to believe others think like us, but if we guess wrong, who wants to be Donald's sucker?